Here is Author Talk with host Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise. And the author is C.B. Murray. And Chella joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Chella.
Hey there, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and you're just great, and you're having lots of fun, and your later years, we won't go into all the details on that, but let's just say that you've been down the road a bit, right?
There you go.
There you go. And you know a lot of things, and besides that, you've written all these books. We'll get into some of the, about that and how you're taking care of your husband, and we'll talk about a lot of things, even flying lessons that you've taken in your later years. But first of all, let's talk about Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise. What a great title. I just love the title. And this is your third book in the Magic series. And this book has some interesting, wild scenarios because we're talking about attending a family wedding and what happens, but we're also talking about the dog going nuts at the rehearsal dinner. We're talking about a grandma who bakes a cake with dubious magic powers. And we're also talking about a philosophy that says, hey, a funeral's a whole lot better than a wedding. You just like to twist everything, don't you? You just like to smile at everything.
Well, I think humor is the thing that's going to get you through most of life. I found it too.
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, you're facing some serious things. Your husband has Alzheimer's.
Yes. And I found that writing is a focus. You have to have a focus in your life no matter what. A lot of people have hobbies. When they retire, they can take up a hobby and they just keep on going. I've found that with writing, I can put into writing and I escape. It's worked out real well. But my husband is a wonderful man. And when he's a very brilliant physicist who's lectured in Russia and Japan and all over Europe and the United States. He was a visiting professor at Oxford. And when he found out that he had Alzheimer's, he said, well, there are a lot of things I'd like to forget. And then he looked at me and said, you know, just think, I'm going to see new people every day. Maybe people that I've known before, but they don't know that I'm
starting over. They're going to be new to him every day.
I know. And he wasn't making fun of it. He was just making light. And
yeah.
You've got to love a man like that.
Well, you have to, you know, serious things can just destroy people, obviously, that kind of stress. So great attitude. And another great thing about what you're doing is 50% of your proceeds. Tell us where they go.
Yeah, 50% of everything that all the proceeds will go to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. And I just put that on the last two books that I wrote, but actually I'm going to give it for all my books.
Yeah, because you've written seven.
Seven books, yes.
Seven books.
Yes, if you start when you're 1 year old, you can do it.
Six fictional books, including three in the, as you call them, noir series?
The noir, yeah. The three mystery books.
Ah, mystery.
When my husband was at the university, he was a physics professor, and then he went into administration. In administration, you're warm and fuzzy to people that the English would describe as difficult. And so you've got to get along with them. And so I found that if I wrote mystery books, I could put them in the mystery book and kill them off. And it was very therapeutic. And you never have to worry about being tried for murder or anything.
There you go. But, you know, as far as you're concerned, they're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead. Because you did it.
The more difficult they are, the grislier the death.
There you go. Okay.
This satisfying.
This is the third in the Magic series. So we've got, a bit of magic, a second helping of magic, and now we have Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise. Well, you know, we've got to understand what the title. How in the world did you come up with that title?
With mayonnaise. Well, The basis of all the books is a grandmother who is widowed in the first book and decides to go and live with one of her three daughters for several months during the year, 4 months each year. And it turns out that the daughters have very interesting lives. One goes through a divorce. One goes through, one of them she takes to Europe. And when she's in Europe, it's funny, when she bakes all of this food, when she cooks, people eat it and the true self comes out. And older men have a tendency to fall in love with her. There's a Texas judge. There's a lord in England. There's a Greek restaurant fellow. They're just, all they do is eat her food and whammy, they're gone. And it really, the three girls, her three daughters, the first is very practical, no sense of humor, very down to earth. The youngest daughter is very romantic and believes in the tooth fairy. And the one who recounts the stories is the one who's a realist. She knows the way life really is, and she finds it rather humorous. And the mother is, you know, it's interesting. I get letters from people who've read the book. I got a letter from a lady in Denver, and she said that she couldn't sleep at night. She was so worried about things, and she said she used to read the book. And every night she'd read a chapter. She knew it better than I did. And she said that she felt relaxed and she could go to sleep. And we have a friend here who had Parkinson's. And she read the books and she loved them. She read one every night. She read part of a chapter. And so in the last book, in The Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise, I named one of the characters after her. And I had her read the manuscript before the editors got it, and she was so pleased. And she passed away before the book was published, but I'm so glad she got to see it. And she told me she felt that was her memorial. Oh, I thought that was sweet.
That is sweet. That is wonderful. Well, yeah. A couple big things here we've got to deal with. First of all, this big question. Now, I know that this is on everybody's mind, but which would you rather attend? A wedding or a funeral?
Well, I answered that in the back of the book. If you want to, I can read you that section.
Please.
Yeah, okay. Okay. She's just come back from the wedding, and her husband says to her, so which do you prefer, a wedding or a funeral? You were comparing the merits and evils of each before you left. Now you've had a chance to evaluate them both in the same place and almost at the same time. I hesitated. First, I don't think these examples are normal. Now, there's an understatement. Next, they were both moving and flawed. But the funeral was so final, as it should be. We'll never rehash it or laugh. The wedding, on the other hand, will be talked about for a long, long time. You can bet on that. It was joyous, full of life and hope. Annoying, terrifying, but fun. I guess basically I go with hope. I just don't want to go to either for a long time. Okay?
Very, very well said. Now, food is and has always been a common denominator. That's your whole view of life with food, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, it's one of the things that all people need. And you can't get along without food. You really can't get along without water. But food is what makes water palatable. So I feel that I placed the book in Iowa because Iowa has this wonderful appreciation of food. In fact, could I quote from the book again?
Please.
Okay. This is in the very first when the daughter goes to Iowa. And she's she and her daughter have just landed, and they've driven out to Iowa. And here they are. They've gotten to the farm where their family lives. As soon as we stopped the car, people started pouring out of the house, everyone talking at once. How was the trip? What was the weather like? Did you have a good flight? Then the inevitable question, have you had anything to eat? Are you hungry? If anyone from Iowa would die, the first question they would think St. Peter would ask would be, have you had anything to eat? Are you hungry? If he didn't ask, you know, this guy was not St. Peter, and you were not in heaven, and sure as hell not in Iowa. And there's another description of a breakfast further on, and this is Alice is the older sister. Mother and Alice were bustling around fixing pancakes, waffles, bacon, ham, orange juice, sliced bananas, strawberries, pineapple, etc. In other words, an Iowa breakfast. And I think that food is really important out there.
Well, you know, it's the common, like you say, it's the common denominator in all things, and it does give us...
And to eat with someone, you just feel like you know them.
Yeah. Now, you say your book is about hope and how important it is in spite of the perils, and how with hope we can face adversity and with humor.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
So that's...
And the book is actually based on a real wedding. This... You're not going to believe it. This really happened. The groom really did spend his wedding night in jail. And the dog on the rehearsal dinner, he's terrified of lightning, and he did pull off the tablecloth with all the tables, with all of the wedding gifts, and he overturned the potted plants all over the floor. He chewed up two guitars and a violin case. He was really, it was anything, there was a picnic in the rain. It was whatever you can imagine that would happen, it happened. And luckily, I can report that the couple are still happily married.
Very good. Very good. That's important to report that. That's right.
Yeah. The front of the book is, it was both the illustrations in the preteen book and the illustrations in Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise were done by Ada Koch, and she's an internationally known artist. She did the cover for the children's book. She did not do the mystery books, but she did all the rest. And she told me that she wanted something that would be humorous, and it would show exactly what the book was about. And my favorite is the little fairy that's landing on her chin right next to the mayonnaise jar.
Right next to the mayonnaise jar. And you've got to tell everyone why mayonnaise is so popular with you.
Well, mayonnaise is, everybody has a comfort food. Now, you were telling me your comfort food was a particular type of French fries.
Well, of course. It has to be just right.
And some people is chocolate. Well, with me, it's mayonnaise. Mayonnaise can go with anything. You have fruit salads, you have vegetable salads, you have turkey sandwich, you have, let's see, chicken salad, tuna fish salad, egg salad. All of this is mayonnaise. And you can actually mix mayonnaise with cake mixes. And if you don't have any oil or eggs, it'll do very well. You can have a nice set of brownies that way. But the way to eat mayonnaise, the best way, is with toast and crunchy peanut butter and mayonnaise. The real thing, mayonnaise.
There you go, everyone. Oh, there you go. And before we leave, though, we also have to hear about a quick experience, just a quick recount of your experience taking flying lessons at the grand old or the young age of 82.
Yes, my daughter surprised me with, I had just published the preteen book. The preteen book is called Dangerous Journey, and it's based on a journal, a real journal that an 11-year-old girl kept when her family moved in 1799 from Vermont out to Ohio. And to me, that is an incredible journey. And she had a sense of humor, and she was funny. She was a little tomboy. And so I wrote it for preteens, but there are wonderful stories about her father, who was a hero in the Revolutionary War. He saved the life of an enemy soldier, a Hessian. Brilliant, brilliant man. And so I felt that, I don't know, my books were just... Well, getting back to flying lessons.
Yes.
I thought that was the sort of thing she would have done if she published her book. when she was 86. That was in 1875, and women generally didn't do that. And so I thought, when my daughter said, would you like to take flying lessons? I said, sure. And the flying instructor was a little leery. It was out in Kansas City, the Kansas City Air, I forget what they call it, but it's a wonderful place. And they are so accommodating. So I told him, because I do have a wicked sense of humor, I said, now I don't want you to worry because I have my nitroglycerin tablets in my pocket if I have a heart attack. I thought the young man was going to blow away. I mean, he just willed it. He looked at me and said, do I really want to do this? Oh, bless his heart. But he was so good and he's so knowledgeable. And, oh, you've got to do this. Steve, you have got to take flying lessons.
Going to tell my kids right away that's what I want to do for the next big one coming up. So
there you go.
There you go. Well, there you go, everybody. Chella Murray. She goes by C.B. Murray.
And nobody can spell Quella.
That's right. And can hardly pronounce it. But and then the title, of course, you'll never forget, Matrimonial Magic and Mayonnaise. So tell us, Chella, how to get your book.
Okay. You can, it's in softback, hardback, and ebook, and you can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at AuthorHouse.com, which is my publisher. You can get it at any bookstore because it's the type of book that a bookstore can return if they don't sell them. And you can also order it over my website. My website is QuellaMurray.com. And you can read sections of the various books. I've put, pages right. of the various books
Very good.
On my website.
Well, and I want everyone to know you spell Clella, C-L-E-L-L-A, ClellaMurray.com. Well, you've been you've just been a lot of fun. And we thank you so much for being with us, Clella, on Author Talk.
Thank you so much, Steve.